A new partnership is kicking off in the Valley today in an effort to help people in three specific areas get better access to healthy foods. Those places are in locations in Phoenix, Tempe, and Glendale that are known as food deserts. The partners are Lyft, Food City, and Valley of the Sun United Way. And with me to talk about the program is Drenna Kusari, Regional Director for Lyft. Drenna, let's start with how you would define food deserts.
Yeah, food deserts are generally low-income areas that do not have close access to grocery stores, farmers markets, or other means of accessing fresh produce and healthy foods.
Is the Phoenix area, the Valley, considered to be a place that is especially falls into the category of food desert? I was wondering why you thought this would be a good spot.
Sure. Yeah, data has suggested and studies have suggested that there are a number of areas within the Phoenix metro where food deserts are present. And we have identified three areas specifically that we're most concerned about. One is in South Phoenix, in Tempe, and then in the west side around Glendale.
We have some partners. Tell us,
Correct. First
of all, who you're partnering with and how you see the logistics of that working together.
Yes, of course. So when we launched this program first in Washington, D.C., we worked with a number of nonprofits and in other cities as well, Atlanta and Richmond, namely. In Phoenix, I was actually part of the Valley Leadership Class of 40. And so there, I have had the opportunity to meet a number of civic leaders here in town. Two of my classmates were, one, Ashley, is from Bashas and Food City. The other, Francisco, is from United Way, Valley of the Sun United Way. And together, as we were thinking about bringing this to Phoenix, because we had identified the data, I thought, what a great opportunity to engage some of my friends, but also these great civic leaders who are from relevant organizations to bring this to Phoenix. And so that's how it ultimately came about, how it really started coming together. We also felt that these partners were just absolutely perfect. You know, we wanted to, you know, from the grocery partner, we wanted it to be one where the stores were relatively close or available to some of the food deserts, maybe not in the food deserts. Alternatively, they wouldn't have been food deserts, right? But that was, you know, a critical component. And then, of course, with Valley of the Sun United Way, you know, one of their key sort of pillars is in fighting hunger. And so it just was such a natural fit.
So with Washington, D.C. being the initial for this mm-hmm. pilot program, I understand it's just been in effect for a short amount of time, but when you learn something in one market, mm-hmm. how does that impact what can happen? Is, in essence, I guess I'm asking, is one food desert kind of like another, or is Phoenix so uniquely different from Washington, D.C.? How do you think something learned in Washington could apply here?
There's definitely similarities and differences. In Washington, the program is only a few months old, so we're still learning. We're still trying to extract a ton of data so that, again, we can continue to improve and iterate on the program as we expand this across the country. One of the big differences in Phoenix, I think, we have two. One is the distances here are longer, one. And two, actually, I guess there's a third. The second one is that you have temperatures in the summer that are just brutal. And it really makes it difficult for individuals to access and rely on public transportation. And that was kind of my third one, is that while public transportation here is improving, it's not at the same level as it is in some of the, you know, East Coast cities, of course. And so it makes this program sort of that much more needed in our territories here in Phoenix Metro.
Drenna, as we've seen, obviously Lyft is an expanding company growing across the country. How does this extra grocery access sort of fit into the overall vision for the company and what you're seeing for the future?
Absolutely. So as a company, our mission, the reason why we all show up to work every day is we want to improve people's lives through the world's best transportation. And so the grocery access program is part of CityWorks, which is a Lyft initiative, you know, and with transportation partners and community drivers, riders, local activists, and city leaders to achieve maximum positive impact in the cities in North America where Lyft operates.
I presume this is something you want to see all across the country.
Correct. Yeah, this is something that we want to see everywhere, and we also want to see this become almost a standing program, not just a pilot. So this program is now will run from starting today officially until September 1st. But depending on, you know, the response from the community, from our hopefully other future partners, we really hope that we can continue to, you know, again, to make this something that just everybody has access to on a nonstop basis.
Drenna Kusari is Regional Director at Lyft. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.